Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
When an elected Republican judge, a politician who has to run for re-election in a rural, Trump-loving county, entered a ruling about masks in a friendly fire lawsuit between radical anti-maskers and the Attorney General. Even though St. Louis County was never a party in the case or even asked to provide its position, the judge purported to declare all of our public health orders invalid. And how a judge can do that will be for the lawyers in the bar to figure out, but we know it's a dangerous ruling. We know it undermines our strong COVID policies, and we're starting to understand how it may impact our other public health policies. Apparently, in that judge's view of the world, our Department of Public Health should not be allowed to investigate dog bites, close a restaurant to prevent a hepatitis A outbreak, control the spread of tuberculosis, or take actions to limit the spread of sexually transmitted infections. And this kind of government-free world may be the kind of world COVID deniers want to oppose.
Oh, brother.
The kind of world that St. Louis County wants to live in.
Okay, that's Dr. Sam Page. I'm Heidi Harris in for Annie Fry. She returns tomorrow. Oh, brother, this guy, I lost track. Brad, were you counting how many talking points he threw in that initial couple of comments? Because I've got him here.
I was not counting, but man, he was upset. It's like, and he sounded like a child who'd been scolded by an adult.
Yes, he's hysterical is what he is. I mean, he's hysterical. He really is. So here's what he said. I'm just going to quote part of this. The latest challenge came last week when an elected Republican judge, A politician who has run for re-election in a rural Trump-loving county, entered a ruling about masks in a friendly fire lawsuit between radical anti-maskers. How many is that? Check. And then he went on to say that, you know, public health should worry about dog bites or anything else. Then he goes on. He says, apparently in that judge's view of the world, our Department of Public Health should not be allowed to investigate dog bites, close the restaurant to prevent a hepatitis A outbreak, control the spread of tuberculosis, or take actions to limit the spread of sexually transmitted infections. Oh, for heaven's sake. It's this kind of government-free world, the kind of world COVID deniers want to impose upon us, but it's not the kind of world that St. Louis County wants to live in. Okay, where to begin?
Well, first of all, this dude isn't going to do anything that's going to take action to limit STDs because his party is not the party that wants to get in your bedroom. They're the party that's always screaming, stay out of my bedroom.
Yeah, but they're the party who wants me to stock the nightstand. Right? You want me out of your bedroom? Don't ask me to put the birth control in the drawer. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean, I forget. Like there was a promo that played in the break, and it was Senator Roy Blunt. He was talking about something that C.S. Lewis said, and what C.S. Lewis said essentially was this: that the worst kind of tyranny is the tyranny that is done in the guise of for your something that's for your own good.
Right.
Which the problem with that is if it's for my own good, I'm going to do it anyway, and I don't need you to tell me to do it. And this is what's bothering me with the Sam Page thing.
Right. Or if it's for my own good and I know I shouldn't do it and I do it, you know, in my case, sugar's my biggest weakness. I'm off it again. I've been on the sugar wagon, off the sugar wagon, on the sugar wagon. I won't go into that whole thing. But I know it makes me feel bad. I know it's not good for me. I know this. I know that. I know this. And I still had like 3 pieces of pecan pie over 2 days of Thanksgiving weekend. Okay. Because it was homemade and I couldn't resist. So people will do things, you know, free will, that they know are bad for them sometimes. And that's their choice to do also, as long as it's not affecting everybody else. And yeah, the whole thing's crazy. There's a book I'm sure you probably heard of many years ago, written by the brilliant Thomas Sowell, called The Vision of the Anointed. And he absolutely laid this down, the attitude of these people who have a vision for how the rest of us should live. And they want to tell you, and they want to pat you on the head, and they want to say, they're there, you stay indoors, you wear masks, we know what's best. What's amazing for me, We're talking about county executive Sam Page. What's amazing to me is this guy is an anesthesiologist. He's a doctor. He understands that if you go into the emergency, the surgery room, like I had to have one of those, colonoscopy things a while back, just, diagnostic, I'm good. But, when the doctor comes in with the mask on and the gloves and all the whatever, okay, the doctor didn't just go into the restroom with his mask on, go into the break room with his mask on, pull it down, chit chat, scratch his nose, pull it back up. I mean, this is what goes on in the real world of masks. I see people wearing their masks hanging off their faces. I have one I jammed down in my purse. If I have to put it on, I will. And, this stuff is not sterile. I understand the purposes of a mask in a situation like that, but people will say the reason they're wearing a mask is because they don't want splatter on their faces from surgery or anything else, right? And there are masks that prevent more things from getting in than others. But this idea of throwing on a bandana and calling it a day, I mean, everybody knows that's a joke. And he's a doctor, and he knows better. And so for these doctors to lie and basically tell you that you're going to be safer if you wear a mask, the thing that bothers me about the mask, well, lots of things. For me, the mask, the main reason they want us to wear the mask is it's a symbol of compliance. I'm telling you, they sit in little paneled rooms and laugh their butts off at us for wearing these masks. I see people driving their cars with a mask on. I'm not talking Uber, your own personal car with a mask on. I see people walking their dog with a mask on. Nobody around. And it's all I could do not to stop and go, can I just ask you a question? I don't, but I want to so badly, and say, what do you think you're preventing by wearing this mask at the park when nobody's around you anywhere? Just wondering. But it's a visible demonstration of compliance when you're wearing it in places like that. If it's a private business and it's not their decision, and I get it in those cases, I don't like it, but I get it. But it's just, he knows better. That's what makes me so mad about it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.